The fight over housing development in the city of Los Angeles is heating up with ballot measures aimed at, depending upon your point of view, encouraging or restricting more homes and condos in the city, with landlords seeing dollar signs on many street corners, labor unions seeing opportunities for their workers, and affordable housing activists seeing fewer and fewer areas for what they're looking for. Now, if that weren't fragmented enough, now there are competing measures that have come to light that are making things a little more complicated. Kevin Roderick is with us for this week's LA Observe to dig into the fray and where the factions are coming down. Did I explain that right, Kevin?
It sounded pretty good to me because it is one of those situations that's a little up in the air. It's early, but it's starting to get pretty interesting.
All right. So let's talk about the parties at play here and the ballot measures that they're pushing. We have signature collection going on, don't
we? Right. So as of a few weeks ago, there was a measure called the Neighborhood Integrity Initiative out gathering signatures. And this is a measure that is coming really out of Hollywood activists who are upset about overdevelopment in Hollywood, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation and their supporters, the endorsement of Richard Reardon, the former mayor, and their measure would put some restrictions on development around the city, especially those kinds of developments where they go outside of the permitted zoning and the rules on a particular neighborhood, and the city council allows more development. They're trying to put a stop to that and also restrict some other ways that development is happening around the city.
Let's point out that the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, they are interested in this debate because they have a lot of the area that is prone to be developed, right?
Yes, and they've been very active in the fights over development in Hollywood in the last couple of years.
All right, now who are the other ones?
The other side, so I want to set this up in a little bit different way, and that's because labor groups, business, and affordable housing advocates are all aligned in opposition to that measure, saying that it's basically a NIMBY measure to try to stop development that is going to get in the way of providing more affordable housing. So they had formed a coalition and started opposing that Neighborhood Integrity Initiative. Then last week, the labor and affordable housing side of that coalition came out with their own measure, and now they're gathering signatures for something called the Build Better LA Initiative. And this one would promote more affordable housing construction, as well as allow developers who will pay a living wage and who will hire local workers to get some preferential treatment at City Hall, which, in other words, this is the other end of the spectrum. It's all pushing for more development around the city.
Pushing for more development, which the other side feels now betrayed because there was support from the other guys, right?
Well, the business groups who had aligned with labor to oppose the first initiative are saying, well, wait a minute. We're not so sure we like the second initiative either. We might have to oppose both measures that are looking at perhaps being on the November ballot. They're still in discussions, but there's definitely some feeling that there was a little bit of a double cross going on politically.
All right. So politically, you mentioned the AIDS Healthcare Foundation measure. This is the original so-called NIMBY measure that a lot of people had accused it of, had the political clout of the former mayor, Richard Reardon, and others who really put their names behind this thing. But they're still gathering signatures as well.
Sure. Both of these are gathering signatures. I expect that the threshold is not high enough that would stop these from gathering enough signatures to get on the ballot. What happens then is perhaps what we don't really get very often in Los Angeles is an interesting, real debate between the kinds of people who we have in Los Angeles about what the future of the city would be. Do we want a city that is a more vertical city, a city with fewer cars, more transit? That's what one side is pushing. The other side is saying, you know, we like some of that, but we think that there's overdevelopment that's destroying neighborhoods in places like Hollywood and elsewhere and driving up rents, and we would like to push a different vision of what the future of Los Angeles is going to be. Now, both sides feel that they have the holy position here, and both sides feel that their view will lead to more housing at more affordable rents for people around the city. That's a debate that hasn't really been had here before. When in the last mayor's race, you had Eric Garcetti and Wendy Gruel were pretty much on the same side of things. They didn't debate the future of the city, the future of development. So maybe that debate gets had around these measures. I don't know, but I think that would be very interesting.
All right. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.